USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Postmaster Louis DeJoy on Capitol Hill vowing to make delivery of mail-in ballots this year his top priority. DeJoy is testifying in a Senate hearing, defending his brief tenure amid growing concerns about delayed mail. He says changes must be made to keep the Postal Service sustainable. Democrats accuse him of trying to sabotage the service in an effort to help President Trump's re-election. DeJoy called the allegation outrageous. He did suspend aggressive cost-cutting measures after a national outcry over delayed mail. Tropical storm Laura has formed and is heading towards Florida. National Weather Service meteorologist Robert Garcia says some strong winds could start hitting that state by Sunday night.
We're expecting conditions to deteriorate through Monday as the storm moves across somewhere in the region.
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, it's the greatest thing in the world. I can't imagine where I'd be without it. You know, I feel 20 years old again, and I want to continue to stay in shape. I understand the oversaturation in the market and the resulting cynicism that people have, but Balance of Nature works for anybody and everybody. And as much as it's a today product, it's a product for the future for me. I am the most satisfied customer in the world. I don't know what I would do without it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
As he formally accepted his party's presidential nomination at the final night of the Democratic National Convention, former Vice President Joe Biden took aim at President Trump, especially focusing on how he's responded to the coronavirus outbreak.
And the president keeps telling us the virus is going to disappear. Well, I have news for him. No miracle is coming.
The Republican National Convention is next week, and President Trump said during a Fox News interview last night he expects there will be some differences, including more live speakers than the Democrats had.
I think we're going to have more of it as live than what they did. I think it's pretty boring when you do tape.
The San Diego Padres, the first team in Major League history to hit a grand slam four games in a row. Last night,
Eric Hosmer to the grand slam!
The others hit out of the park by Fernando Tatis Jr., Will Myers, and Manny Machado. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Goodyear workers and local leaders in Akron, Ohio, voicing their support for the tire maker in the face of attacks by President Trump. Dozens rallied outside Goodyear's Akron headquarters yesterday to support the company after the president called for a Goodyear boycott after workers at a Kansas Goodyear factory were told that Trump's MAGA hats were banned on the campus. Goodyear says political campaign statements are not allowed on their properties as an anti-harassment measure. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves ordering a stop to tailgating at college football games this fall. Under an executive order issued yesterday, social distancing must be enforced and seating will have to be capped at 25% capacity, and those game day rallies and tailgating events are forbidden. In the NBA, the Minnesota Timberwolves are getting the first pick in this year's NBA draft. As barring a trade, Minnesota will have the top selection for the second time since 2015. The Golden State Warriors get the second pick. Charlotte Hornets will get number three. AMC theaters are reopening with 15-cent movie tickets. The theater chain is also showing classic movies like Ghostbusters and Back to the Future to try to lure audiences back in. The theaters have been shut down for months because of the pandemic. AMC will be blocking out seats and spreading out show times to allow for social distancing. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.